Morning, Bulldog.
Good morning, boys. I saw the radio ratings route yesterday. The big sports breakfast did increasingly well yet again, but I did check the 15-minute breakdowns, and I reckon there was a significant spike at 7:15 every Wednesday.
Laurie, would you like to respond to that?
Brilliant.
I will not respond to that. But
it's always the truth, though. How can you respond? You're spot on, Bulldog. If they're the numbers, they're the numbers.
it's like doubting someone's cricket average. It's on the board. It's there.
Statistics don't lie.
Exactly, mate.
Unless you read them a certain way.
That's also true.
Move on, Bulldog.
Full support of Daly. Now, Bulldog, John Bateman. Now, could he end up coming back to the NRL?
It's a really interesting one, Mido. It was sort of just a tiny whisper over the weekend that a few journos heard, and then suddenly in the last 48 hours, it's certainly become the talk of a number of rugby league clubs. Certainly no offer just yet, but in terms of wondering what's going on. Look, he's over there in England, as we know. He left Canberra last year. You know, I guess you could say contentious circumstances around contracts and values. He's playing for Wigan at the moment. They're not going great guns for Wigan. I think they've lost 9 from 22 this year. He's married to an Australian, and there is a suggestion that she would like to come home. So, look, at the moment, it's very much in its embryonic stages, Mido, but certainly it is an issue that clubs are monitoring closely as to whether John Bateman would want to come back here to finish his career in Australia. And I certainly think, given we don't know what price he's going to put on himself, but if he comes back with a bit of value, I think there'd be clubs jumping at him. And look, who knows? The West Tigers would be one club that I think would look at Bateman, given the player that he is, the player that they need, and of course also Michael Maguire having that strong link to Wigan as being a former Wigan Premiership, Super League Premiership winning coach.
The Bulldogs have offloaded plenty of players, Bulldog, for next season, and obviously they're still on the lookout for a few more players. But what's the latest with Adam Elliott's future at the club?
Yeah, that announcement came through yesterday afternoon, Loz. They've shed 12 players for next year. Among those, Nick Meaney, who, of course, we know is going to Melbourne Storm, Lachlan Lewis, Chris Smith, Will Hopewadi, who's going to England. But the big one there was Dylan Napa. It had been suggested on this show several times during the year that Napa wouldn't be there. He's on about 650, Loz, at the Bulldogs, so I don't think Dylan will get that. Not sure where he will pop up, but you'd imagine Dylan Napa would be able to secure another club for another year or two in his career. Now, at the moment with Adam Elliott, Loz, he's been handed the breach notice and they're just waiting for him to respond. You can't help but think that they're angling to terminate. I don't know that. Officially, I haven't heard that from any mouths at the Bulldogs. But given they're very, very tight with their salary cap, you know, if they did sack Adam Elliott, it would certainly give them some moving room inside their cap for next year. So it's a bit of a shame. There are no winners in all this, Loz, but certainly Elliott could be the next to join those 12 players who march out of Belmore after this season.
Oh, tough call, Buddha. Like, I know it's not his first incident, but does the crime fit the punishment if he loses his contract? Or they don't
probably
re-sign
not,
him?
Probably not. No, to be honest with you, it is just, in fact, a kiss in a toilet. It was probably more in the silly category, and if he had his time over again, you'd say it was dumb. But yeah, I guess it's just a matter of Adam Elliott could be paying for past indiscretions. I mean, this case in isolation isn't that significant, let's be honest. But the fact it's his third or his fourth black mark next to his name, there sort of comes that point where you think, you know what, we've given you a second chance, we've given you a third chance. This isn't the crime of all crimes, but it's just another distraction, another reason why the club's been dragged through the mud, and another reason why we've got sponsors ringing up saying, you know, what is going on? And sometimes in the end, Clarkie, you just think, you know what? You're a good player, but it's just not worth it. You can go and be somebody else's problem. And sadly, whether Adam likes it or not, that's probably the position he's found himself in. And maybe he does need a fresh start, Clarkie. Maybe he needs to go to a new club, start fresh, behave off the field. And for all reports, you know, Adam Elliott's a good fella. And what little I've had to do with him, he's always been courteous, polite and forthcoming. So maybe it would be a good thing for him to move on and, as I said, start fresh and reinvigorate his career.
What about the grand final, buddy? Can it be anywhere else apart from Queensland?
It won't be anywhere else, Clarkie. The only, I guess, question mark just at this point is when are they going to announce it? And the mail I'm getting is it could be done as soon as Friday. So there was a bit of chit-chat about Melbourne. I don't think it was ever really going to go to Melbourne. Sydney still, you know, desperately wanted to keep it, but clearly with the COVID numbers that we're...
Didn't they all go up there yesterday or the day before, Bulldog?
I'm sorry, Laurie.
Didn't all the officials and girlfriends from some of the club's wives go up there the other day?
Yeah. This week?
So that's a good indication.
Yeah. It's a fair indication that it will be there. So I think Friday, guys, is the day I'm hearing that I'd imagine Anastasia Palaszczuk would front the media and announce it. And, you know, it's under weird circumstances that it has gone to Brisbane, but... Yeah, look, it's great for rugby league, I guess. You know, being
you can't play it anywhere else, mate.
Correct.
You can't play it anywhere else.
I more just mean, Laurie, the fact that, you know, it's great for the city of Brisbane. It's great for the state of Queensland that finally they do get a grand final. They've wanted one for many years, and look, who knows? I mean, you know, there's contracts in place to say it has to be played in New South Wales for many years to come. But I'm a fan of, you know, if it needs to be tendered out, well then. Tender it out. Should we really just keep grand finals in Sydney, or should they go to Melbourne? Should they go to Perth? I don't have a problem with it, but I know a lot of people do, and a lot of people say the Sydney-based game, this is the home of rugby league, and this is where it should be played. But personally, if there's good money to be made elsewhere, it expands the game and it opens up our great game to another layer of audience. I've got no problem with it.
Yeah, it's a good debate to have, isn't it? And I think the commission would be open to it as well.
Same with State of Origin, Laurie. They're moving a game a year away, and it's been a great success.
Yeah, I'm unsure of which camp I'm in, to be quite honest with you. I always loved the grand final being in Sydney. But we spoke earlier this morning about the AFL Bulldog having a night grand final again this year. I mean, a lot of people would love to go back to a day grand final, but that's never happening again, is it?
Yeah, times move on. You know, things change in life. And look, in the end, when you think about it, people in Sydney want it here. There's 5 million people in Sydney and only 80,000 get into the actual game. The rest of it are watching on television. So it would be exactly the same if it was played interstate. But, yeah, an NRL grand final before 100,000 at the MCG would be, in my eyes, one of the great days or nights in rugby league history. But that's just my opinion. I just don't think it has to be in Sydney. And I don't think, just because we've got a history to rugby league, and a long and rich history, I might add, that we have every God-given right, season after season, to host the big game.
What's happening with Tyrone Peachy, mate? Will he re-sign with the Titans, or is he on the open market?
Yeah, he's on the open market. He's off after this year, actually, Loz. So he's only got really one or perhaps two games to go, and he is on the open market. Of course, the former State of Origin player. Look, the Titans are sort of hedging around the issue to some degree. He's on about $500,000 to $600,000 a year up there, and they don't believe he's worth that privately. There's a bit of chit-chat out of the Titans camp that they would consider offering him around $200,000 a year. Whether Tyrone accepts that, I don't know, and I don't think so. He's valuing himself roughly at around $400,000 a year. So I guess it's a matter of whether any clubs down here in Sydney would be interested. There was a suggestion over the weekend that the Parramatta Eels had been linked to Tyrone Peachy. But he's been in pretty good form this year.
He's a good player. Yeah, he's a good player. I still don't think he's played anywhere near his best either, because I don't think he's been able to have an opportunity to settle in one position. He's been shuffled around in so many different places. He's always been tagged that utility player, and I think that decreases his value as well, because you don't see him as a starter. You see him as a number 14. Whereas I think you could play him as a 6, you could play him as a centre, you could play him as a 13. I've played him at 13 in those Indigenous games, and he's been excellent. And he's that prototype lock forward that they're all looking for at the moment, where you're that link player. You know, you can you got a pass, you can run. He does some nice things in defence. So I think he's just been a victim of circumstances, the fact that he hasn't been given time to settle into one position.
You throw in Ash Taylor too, Laurie, because it appears at this point that the Titans don't want him either. So that's going to free up about $2 million for the Titans if Peachy and Taylor aren't re-signed, and that's the way it is heading. So it looks as if the Gold Coast Titans are really building. They've got a bit of cash now to throw around. Looks like they may sneak into the eight, depending on results this weekend. So I think good times lie ahead for the Titans. I think Justin Holbrook's done a terrific job up there. He's the man to lead this club, certainly in my opinion. And I think we all want the Gold Coast to be successful. It's been such a disappointing region for so many years. They've come back as different names, the Gladiators, the Giants, the Seagulls, and it's never worked. But finally, it looks like the Gold Coast Titans might be becoming a strength in rugby league. Johnny Cartwright, I should add, Laurie, got him to a grand final qualifier about a decade ago, but overall it's been disappointing. But I think Holbrook is the man that could lead this club into a very powerful position in rugby league, along with perhaps fourth side in that South East Queensland area, the third side rather, which again, Friday, the commission will discuss expansion further, and Redcliffe really booming day by day to being that 17th franchise.
Bulldog, who wins and plays in the grand final?
Oh, gee, Mido, on the spot. I was a big fan of South Sydney. I really thought they had the firepower. Certainly, points-wise, to go all the way. I really did. But look, right now, with Latrell gone, I can't see them winning it. I really just don't think they've now got that firepower to get there. So it probably leaves last year's combatants to go at it again, Melbourne and Penrith. But we saw last week, guys, I just thought Melbourne, they didn't show anything on the field last weekend to sort of... If you came into rugby league last weekend and said, this is the side that's won 19 in a row, and you watched them, you wouldn't think there was anything flash about Melbourne. But look, maybe the pressure had built up over this long sequence of victories. And in a strange way, Loz, you may agree with this or you may not, but in a strange way, a loss, I don't think, will hurt the Melbourne Storm. It gets that winning sequence away. It's behind them now, and they can readjust, refocus, and go again. And look, answer your question, Mido. I can't see any other one except the Panthers or the Storm, albeit Manly would be the smoky for a team to come home on the outside.
Yeah, I agree with what you said about the Storm, Bulldog. You know, 19 games, looking to win 20, then the momentum is there in the finals. You talk about, you know, records that'll never be broken and the pressure starts to build. I think the loss will do them the world of good. But I think it was also coming. I don't think they've played great football. They've probably continued to win without playing well, and they just thought they'd continue on a roll. But this is probably a good thing for them. This will be a tough game against the Sharks on the weekend, even though, you know, it's still a strong Melbourne side. It's not their strongest. They're resting a lot of players, and the Sharks have still got plenty to play for. So they could go into the finals with two losses behind them, but I think they're such a professional club, and Craig Bellamy would prepare his side very well and have them up for that first weekend of the finals, regardless of whether they've lost two in a row or not.
Are you disappointed, Laurie, in a strange way?
No, I'm not. I know where you're going with the changes.
No, I wasn't going to ask you that.
Right here.
Let me finish. You always got to be first, don't you?
Yep. Because I'm number one.
Disappointed just through circumstances that, you know, Parramatta's a big win last week, but they've died away a little bit. The Roosters have got injury problems. Latrell's out. Suddenly, as Mido was suggesting, that, you know, from five or six teams that can win it, are we going into the finals with only two real chances? I mean, yeah, is that harsher on the other clubs? Is it realistic? And if it is realistic, is it disappointing?
Good thinking on your feet there, Dean, too. Because I know exactly what you were going to ask, and you changed it. You're too yes, good, Bulldog. But I'm always one step in front of you, my friend.
Don't take it, Bulldog. Don't take it.
No, I knew where he was going. And he just changed on the run, like a good journalist, Bulldog. Well done.
I would never try to publicly humiliate you. You know that.
Well done. Now, what was your question again?
Oh, forget it.
Bye, Bulldog.
What about the changes then, Loz? Do you like the fact that they're resting players or not? You probably discussed it earlier in the show, but the NRL have discussed it. They don't like it, but there's nothing they can do. Coaches have every right to pick and choose who they want.
If I'm a coach, I'm doing exactly what some of those coaches have done. I want my best players available next week. I don't want to run the risk of them getting injured this week.
Yeah. They say they're resting them, which they are. That's the term that we use. But a lot of them are carrying niggling injuries anyway, so...
Yeah, and it's been a long season, Bulldog. You know, they just... Some of these players, they just want to get to the finals. They've had enough of the competition rounds. They know they're playing finals 4 or 5 weeks ago. They just want to get there. They want to be injury-free. You can go into these games that last round hoping you don't get injured and find an injury. So you take no risk with them. And we've spoken about if things go Manly's way, so if the Raiders lose and... not the Raiders, the Rabbitohs and Roosters game, sorry, and Eels game, they're on before Manly. So if the Eels lose against Penrith, which is more than likely will happen, and then you've got the Roosters lose to the Raiders, which is a chance, Manly may not have to win that last game to finish in fourth position. So what do you do with Tom Trbojevic? Do you run him out there against the Cowboys?
Laurie, my segment is high rating. You just jibbered around there for 40 seconds. You're going to affect my ratings.
Bulldog. Bulldog.
Okay.
Your ratings are zilch when you come on. Our ratings go down.
Well, if you want to interrupt my segment, can you please get your facts right? You love to playing whom?
Sorry?
If you're going to interrupt my segment, can you make sure your facts right? Who's playing?
I just told you, Bulldog. So if the Eels lose, and the Roosters lose, Manly will finish in fourth. So they may not play Tom Trbojevic against the Cowboys.
Correct.
Yes.
Good point.
So that is a
good strong
point.
Way to finish the segment, Loz.
You're sounding like Robbie Slater more and more every day. That's how you're going to be remembered.
Oh, geez.
Like Robbie Slater.
The two Bulldogs.
Good on you, Bulldog.
Thanks, boys, for having me. Speak to you next week.